The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Everybody is talking about Yellowstone. Huge, huge, huge. Was that me? What was that? Anyway, everybody's talking about Yellowstone. Huge situation. I guess Carson, he turned it off because he's real, real mad, and he didn't understand that actually it was a murder.
Man, we had that all wrong this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't watch it. Jamie doesn't watch it.
And I watched a little bit of it. I did watch a little bit of it at the very.
But
beginning.
I mean, you haven't watched the entire series,
so
you're not vested in it like that. Okay, so when I first saw that he had died of suicide, and I thought that is bizarre, but I didn't think that much about it. Then people were outraged or whatever. Then we talk about it this morning. It turns out it's just a plot.
I just can't believe from what I was seeing how it says that American women are in love with Rip and everything he represents as Beth's. Are they married or are they just dating? They're a really bad commentator on this.
I think they're married. Why can't I remember that? I don't know. I think they're married.
Do you watch?
He tells I sure
is that all a lie?
No, I watch.
Are you pretending to be cool?
I love it.
All right, so it says, yes, they are married. So I guess all these women, all you women in America are in love with Rip and everything he represents as a husband. Apparently, she is just bat poop crazy. And even when she gets nutty, nutty cuckoo, he just either calms her down or he looks at her and says, I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah, he's a lot like me. What?
I could see you getting on a tiny pony and going in a circle.
Why was that so funny?
You know, at the fair where they put the little ponies and they make them go in a circle.
Pony carousel?
Yeah.
You know what? That's not funny because I used to have a pony.
I know you did.
I love that pony.
Yeah, I know, but your dad gave it away.
Yeah, he sold it. Yeah. $20.
Oh.
$20.
What was that pony's name?
Lady.
Oh.
Lady.
Bye-bye.
She was a sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah, I used to brush Lady.
Oh.
Rub her snouts together.
You had a snout?
Well, I mean, with her snout, you know.
Anyway, going back to Rip. He is loved by everybody. Again, he shuts her down when she's crazy, or he just says, I'm not dealing with this right now, and walks away. And everybody loves him because he's this big, beefy man that can, like, ride horses and do stuff, outdoor stuff, just like BJ Harris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's me. I can't even watch the show because it reminds me so much of me.
You know, when I think BJ Harris, I think rugged.
Yeah, rugged.
Ooh. A manly man.
Yeah. I put on those chaps.
Yeah.
My boots.
Sit in your recliner.
Mm-hmm.
With a bad back and a heating pad. So hot.
Soaking my feet. Long day in the boots. I got to soak the feet.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see how this goes. But, you know, it's a bummer that Costner's not in it. You know?
It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing to see what the results of that is down the road, you know? If they're going to get the viewership that they had with him. I think he's a big part of the puzzle, isn't he? I don't know. I don't watch.
He's the main character.
I mean, he's it.
The governor. Whatever. How about a spoiler alert, for the love of God? Okay, see, listen, I did not talk about it on Monday on purpose because I gave you all time to watch the damn thing. And then I know that everybody's like, oh my God, you didn't even talk about it. I didn't talk about it because I wanted to give everybody time. Now, today is Tuesday. That's on you.
Yeah, you're late to the party, and it's all over social media everywhere.
I see it like a Bronco game. What if we came in here on Monday, yesterday, and said, well, we don't know if he made that field goal or not.
Oh, yeah.
We can't bring it up because it's a spoiler alert for those of you that have recorded the game. I can't give you the score. He can't do that.
You're right.
You had your chance to watch.
It's the only sound effect I get in the studio.
We cannot hold back. Our job is to inform. Boom.
Yep, that's true.
Now back off.
Bitches. No, I don't know if it was girl or boy. All right, here's the thing. I guess Jessica Simpson is telling us that she's single, but we don't know if it's true or not. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. Jessica Simpson wrote about her road to releasing new music again. She said something like, it's an apology to myself for, quote, listen to this, for putting up with everything I did not deserve. Whoa. Man,
that sounds like a new thing to do, though. You get married, then right when you get the divorce, you unload an album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm getting a divorce. By the way, I got new music.
True. That's very true. I talked to my ex-husband. I like actually talked to him for the first time in a long time yesterday. Isn't that crazy?
He have a song coming out or something?
No, it was just weird. Like, we talked. Like, I hadn't heard his voice in years. We actually like talked on the phone. We text a lot.
What'd you do that for?
Because I was at PXG at the golf store and I needed some advice.
Input?
Yeah, because he's a scratch golfer. So I need it. By the way, shout out to Brooke at PXG.
Woo, Brooke.
Go, Brooke. I'm so excited.
Woo.
BJ, what was that?
I don't know.
You have PXGs. Anyway, I don't know if she's... Fans noticed she did not have on her wedding ring when she did that. So that's a red flag, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or is this just for attention for a new album?
Who's she married to anyway?
His name is Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson.
But she's been married
to him. Was he a football player?
Sounds like one, doesn't it? Eric Johnson.
Was he Spadil?
I'm Eric Johnson.
I don't know.
I was a Bill.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know nothing, and whatever.
Yeah, he was a tight end for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, it would have been great if I guessed the right team.
There you go.
Tight end.
49ers.
Funny name, tight end.
Funnier than 49ers.
It really is. It's like rump roast.
Mm-hmm.
Spadil, all you have to say is something about a butt, and he laughs.
Yeah. I love it. On cue.
Yeah, on cue, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we were going to do that thing, that challenge.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Okay. Oh, all right. It's something about you, Spadil.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Get ready.
Now.
No, it could make you money.
Okay.
It's all on the upside for you.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'll explain it.
Yeah. Anyway, Megan Fox is preggers. That is going to be interesting with MGK's baby. So isn't she like 50 now or something?
I think so.
I feel like she's, Megan Fox?
Yeah, I feel like she's old. Too old to have a baby.
I think she's...
She's right on that edge. She's right on that edge.
What's considered the edge? 40?
38.
38?
Yeah. She'll have to get an amnio. That's the weirdest thing when you get an amnio. So they pull fluid out of the... out of your stomach, right? And they basically like let you know if your kid is going to be okay or not. It's weird.
This says if you're over 35, they consider it a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah.
35?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And they let you know if it's... what a phone call to wait for.
Oh, my
right?
gosh. Terrifying.
You have to wait for this phone call to let you know if your kid is normal, quote-unquote, or not. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would rather not have this, like, situation, right? Anyway. Should have had sex younger. All right, there you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here it is. It is a Tuesday.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down and look back again.
I was just thinking about my career.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm about to do a living assistance lunch. I'm eating hard candy. My back hurts.
You would see the I was thinking about my career and how I used to work with Ryan Seacrest. I was in a movie called Rockstar.
Hang on.
Been on a few soap operas, a few TV shows, and now I'm listening to freaking BJ read a freaking old people's lunch.
Thank you for the intro. Here we go.
Somebody put me out to pasture.
Here we go. Here we go. Today's assisted living lunch. As you know, this feature started with lockup lunch last week when we got that letter from, I think his name was Nolan. I don't know. He's in there doing 25 for hard time. But he's in the pokey. He sent us lunch for the lockups. So
and that
we decided.
Have been the last of it. Yep.
Huh?
And that week should have been the last of
no,
it.
No, we voted on it.
I didn't.
You weren't here that day, I guess. Overwhelmingly.
Really?
Move on to assisted living lunch. All right, here we go. There's something very ironic about today's menu. Get this. The old people over at the home, over at the living assistance place, they are having the same lunch that I'm having for dinner today. Is that crazy? Oh.
Soft foods for old people.
Ham and bean soup, Jamie.
Wow.
I bought a ham bone yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were oh, my God.
I was telling Carson. Dude. Was I not? Yeah. I was telling
$9.
Carson.
$9. It was $9.
It even comes with a glaze.
Seven.
Yeah, it comes with honey on the side.
Hang on a second. Spadell.
Yeah.
7.5 pounds of ham.
$9.
That's a good deal, man.
For $9,
ham's
man.
Ham's real high in protein.
It is.
It's a good deal.
It is
over
actually
target,
a good deal.
Over yeah. Target.
It comes with a sauce packet.
And honey packet.
Honey packet.
Yeah. Comes with a honey packet, mm-hmm. And it's bone in.
Yeah.
So that means I've got a bone for beans.
I'm going to have to run over and get one of those myself.
Hey, attaboy. Yeah. Attaboy.
You two just do the show.
The old folks for lunch today are having ham and bean soup. Same thing Beej is having at his house tonight.
Wow.
Yep. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. What
side
a coincidence.
Salad. Sweet and sour chicken, noodles and egg rolls. That's lunch. Oh, ooh. And banana pudding for lunch.
I like that banana pudding.
I love that banana pudding. Woo, man, that stuff's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now then, for dinner, ham and bean soup is back again.
Wow.
Well, they
isn't
like to
it
use
like $5,000 a month to stay at one of those places?
Yes.
My mom was $7,500.
Wow.
And they're resourcing their ham and beans?
Well, not everybody likes ham and bean soup at lunch. They might want it as a nightcap.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you're paying $7,500 a month, I better have sirloin.
Like four-course meals.
Well, yeah. it gets better down in the as the week goes along.
Wait a
Monday
minute.
And Tuesdays are a little lame. Okay?
Wait, hold on. Am I caring about this? Whoa.
See how I have hooked you into this?
Yeah. All right. That's great.
Yeah, assisted living lunch. It's a hit, folks. Yeah. All right. Dinner. Back to dinner. Ham and bean soup. side salad, lemon butter shrimp over pasta with steamed vegetables.
Wait, Lordy. Lemon over...
Lemon butter shrimp.
Lemon and shrimp?
Obviously, you don't live.
Ew.
This is like something you could find down at the Castle Pines Country Club or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Top-notch stuff here with pasta and steamed vegetables.
And banana pudding.
That's some good stuff there. And they'll throw in a chocolate chip cookie for you.
Nice.
How about that? There you go. That's Tuesday on the menu.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you.
I was in a travel
down. Did I mention... I'm having ham and bean soup at my house. That's crazy. We'll be right back.
And if you threw a party,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just saw this online. Shaboozy.
Yeah.
You know that song he does?
I do.
Record breaker.
Really?
Number one on the Billboard chart. Number one song for the longest running period for any solo artist ever in history.
Really? I did not see that happening.
That is kind of crazy.
A guy named Shaboozy.
With a song called Tipsy.
Hey, Spadil, can you schedule that next? I mean, after all, we need to celebrate, right?
That's crazy. I did not see that happening.
Is that wild?
I have a fun fact. What state? What state do you think the most people move from?
Yeah, I saw the answer.
Oh, you did? Well, you can't play. You saw the answer. Ask Schmidl.
Schmidl!
I didn't see the answer, but I'm going to guess it's Colorado.
No, moved here.
Yeah, moved to Colorado.
I thought you meant moved out from.
No.
That doesn't even. Texas?
Good answer. That's it. More people moved here from Texas last year than any other state.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Second year in a row.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Which is crazy because I see on like TikTok and all these things, all these people touring these Texas mansions, and they paid like $300,000 for them.
It's crazy.
And they're huge.
My buddy lives in Houston. We pulled up to his house. We went to his wedding, and I was like, what? Like, this must be a $1 million house.
Right.
He was like, no, like $290,000. I was like, I paid double what you paid, and your house looks 10 times better than mine.
You get way more house in Texas.
It's crazy.
Way more house.
He doesn't have the Broncos.
Well, nobody has all those
they got
other
the
teams.
Yeah.
No, they have, Texas has a million teams.
I'm just trying to think of the benefit of here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is
it is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Now, I think before Texas became the state, everybody moving. I don't get that, though. Why would you move from Texas to come to Colorado?
Because the cost of living here is so much higher.
I know.
And the politics don't really match up either, so it just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah. It makes more sense like that Californians move here because they're
and that used to be the leading state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it for it to be a whole discussion. I just wanted to throw it out there.
It doesn't add up, though.
It doesn't.
Well, your Shaboozy doesn't add up. Your Shaboozy doesn't add up at all. Nope.
Shaboozy's a smash. Are you kidding me? A guy named Shaboozy with a Tipsy song, and you're the number one solo act ever in the history of the Billboard?
No, but I feel sorry for him.
Why?
One hit wonder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I didn't even expect this to be a hit.
I'm sorry, did you say, well, hell?
You can bet you we will never hear from Shaboozy again.
I know.
Ever again.
I know. That's sad.
But he set a record on this one. Number one.
BJ and Jamie.
That's the emotional part.
What's that?
These beautiful things that I've got. And he's going to be performing, too. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So I thought maybe... What?
Nothing. Alice in Winterland.
Who? Benson Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going to rock. So I thought what we'll do, Jamie, is bring up the idea tomorrow instead of today.
All right, gotcha.
And I got a feeling that this is going to do so much for mine and your image.
This is
solid.
This is solid.
Because I don't think we've been coming off as good people lately.
No, we have not. That is a true story. You are not wrong.
So I think...
I mean, mostly you, but...
You're going to like it, too. It's a win-win. Win for you, win for us, win for everybody.
All right. Even I'm excited to hear it tomorrow morning.
Don't forget.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah.
All right.
my God.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Let's see here. Anything on our plate? I don't think so. I got a lot of candy here I ate.
Yeah, again, woo! Thanks to Colorado Candy Company. You can go to coloradocandycompany.com and order all kinds of, I mean, this is like the old-fashioned good stuff.
Yeah, do it for the holidays, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this is perfect candy for the holidays.
So great.
All right, thank you, John. We will see you back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Enjoy, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.